Browns fans, welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by State Farm. Nathan Zgur alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, obviously a newsworthy week here with the Browns. A decision was made and a new GM has been announced, John Dorsey, who had spent time with the Green Bay Packers. What are your thoughts on the new hire?
Well, I think obviously Dee and Jimmy made a decision to move forward with someone new, heading up the personnel side of our organization. And whatever decision they make, I'm going to stand behind it 100% because I truly believe it would be best for our football team and our organization.
He has a track record of success in Green Bay and then is recently with the Kansas City Chiefs, where he helped build them into a perennial playoff contender. You know, if for you, knowing that you've had that, the Haslam come out and say you'll be here for 2018, has it been good to already talk to them and kind of get your shared vision together?
Oh, absolutely. I think what's important is I think that's one of the key pieces to all of this. I think aligning ourselves together, you know, through vision, through work ethic, through total thought process and going through everything and kind of vetting things out and digging into things is what's going to allow us to move forward and chase a championship.
All right, Coach, obviously the news is important, but we got football to get to this Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. But before we go there, let's go back to the Chargers game.
Okay.
Tough game on the road, competitive right down to the end in the fourth quarter. What was your big takeaway?
Well, I think, as I've said all year, I think our team can compete with anybody. We fight extremely hard. But I see signs of our guys growing. I see signs of our guys doing things better. We're just not doing enough of them yet. And if we will, then we'll taste victory.
What was it like to have Josh Gordon back?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, and we're looking for him to even do more, you know, as we go throughout the season. He made some plays for us. He showed me that he can be dependable. He can be where the quarterback needs him to be. I just think the chemistry between those two needs to improve. And I think that will through practice and hard work.
Were you surprised at his conditioning and how has he kind of responded a week after that game?
I was, because he had worked extremely hard the week before, prior to the game. And then just to watch him throughout the week get ready to play, you're still not sure how many plays he's going to be able to play. And I said, you know, at my presser that, you know, I'm not going to put a number on it. I'm going to let him see how long he can go. And he played quite a few snaps.
You mentioned real quickly last week after the game that Sean Kizer was down.
Mm-hmm.
How has he bounced back this week in practice?
No, he has. He's turned the page on that. He understands that you got to let those things go. I think the guy wants to win so bad. I think that's what this is all about. He really has put a lot of pressure on himself to get this team over the hump. He's working at it every day. Sometimes you hold on to some of that a little bit, but you got to have that 24-hour rule. You got to let it go and move on to the next.
Yeah, because there were some positives to take away. Obviously, things he still needs to work on to get that first victory. Let's look at one of the positives. A big play down the seam to David Njoku, who had his best game in the NFL in our Papa John's play breakdown.
Shotgun, Kizer takes the snap. Play action fake to Crowell. Down the middle, he's got Njoku wide open. 30, 35, he took a big hit. He's out to the 37-yard line on a first down on a 33-yard hit.
All right, Coach, here we go. We're going to take it. Look at this one. First and 10 from your own four. Was there any doubt in your mind that you wanted to call a pass here?
No, I wanted to. We've run the ball. We've been in tight formations and brought the quarterback out with quarterback sneaks, handed the ball off a few times. I think it's that time of year where you got to kind of go for it.
All right, and go for it you did. Let's take a look at the formation. What were you hoping to get from the formation here?
Well, honestly, we did this earlier in the game, but we didn't get the motion. You know, we had some communication problems, so we didn't get the motion early. So I saw then that we were in, got him in single high. We had a chance for David to make this play earlier in the game. And all of a sudden I said, you know what? Let me make sure we get the motion right. Get this guy over here, and we got a chance to catch him in single high and get somebody up the seams.
So you talked about the single high safety, which you see right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way they respond to the motion, what did that tell you?
Obviously, well, here I was a little surprised because now all of a sudden I see him going to a two-shell, and I'm going, oh, gosh. Not that it's not good, but, again, it's not the coverage that I anticipated. They end up playing cover two. And, again, Deshaun does a great job of making a fake with Crow. And as you can see, we're now distributing the field. You know, we have four verticals going. We have Seth going outside. Here comes David down the left inside seam. There's Josh running down the right inside seam as you look at the offense. And obviously on the outside is Corey. So now here's a chance to get the ball up the seams.
And he certainly does that. And what you see, I'll call it a little bit of the Josh Gordon effect. Notice the safety on that side, not as worried about the inside guy, more worried about the outside. Over here, that safety says, I'm all on
Josh
Gordon.
Absolutely. Go make sure that Josh is covered tight, which gives now David and others a chance to work.
You see, I think, a lot of growth from Deshaun Kizer
yes.
here because, again, this might not have been a ball he would have thrown earlier in the
oh,
season.
Absolutely.
And for him to see this and get it in there, especially as you talked about, he was expecting to see single high, and they drop out. What does that tell you about your
quarterback? Well, it tells you that he's growing. It tells you that the things that we talk about, he's really growing. The things that I thought were so excellent here, one was the fake. Two, he's throwing this ball over an outstretched arm, and watch where this ball hits David at.
Perfect.
Right in the face. That's what we talk about all the time. We want pinpoint accuracy, so I know the young man can do it, and that's why I'm asking for more from him.
Yeah, and you saw it here, and then, oh, my, went for a little bit of a ride there. That's what happens when you're running that fast, I guess,
absolutely,
and you get hit. But he bounced up there, first down, Brown. So certainly a good play. We want to see more of those this week against the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
And we'll see more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this.
Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Browns tight end David Njoku talks about his breakout performance against the Chargers.
Obviously, like I said, I mean, we're not going to quit. We're just going to keep working, practice, and transport to the game and just keep working.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and coach over the last 2 weeks, David Njoku, 10 targets, 8 catches, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Really seems to be hitting his stride. Why?
He's one of our youngest players on our football team. And I think he came in this with wide eyes and understood that I'm an NFL player. What does that mean? And so every day, himself and Coach Seaman, myself, we try to do everything we can to help him, you know, maximize his potential, because we think this guy has unbelievable ability.
Yeah, the sky's the limit. He talks about it with our Dustin Fox in the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough.
Dustin Fox here with the Chief himself, David Njoku. Another week, another Chief slam. Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels pretty good. Yeah. You know, we've got to keep working hard, the whole team as a whole, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, David, we're going to talk about that play specifically. They line you out a little bit away from the core as a wide receiver, and your quarterback, DeShone Kizer, he just lays it on a frozen rope down the seam. What was that play called in the huddle? Did you know you were going to get that?
I saw the coverage that they had, and they were giving away the seam, and my route was going to that area, so I knew it was coming to me. And I had to work my route at the top, you know, to get some more space. Mm-hmm. And DeShone Kizer threw a perfect ball, and my score touchdown.
So when you catch the ball, you still got a little ways to go to get into the end zone. You kind of do a little spin and dive in. They actually went back and reviewed it to make sure that you were in.
The defender was trying to tackle me, obviously. Yeah. And I tried to jump, but he held onto my leg, so I couldn't really get the full jump in. But thankfully, I was in just enough to score a touchdown.
So I was talking with Josh Gordon earlier, and we talked about your touchdown. And he was one of the first guys that actually runs over to you to celebrate after the Chiefs slam. Did you know that he was there? Did you remember that moment?
I mean, I remember seeing him, you know, with us, you know, everybody celebrating. You know, he's a great person, great player. You know, I have so much love for him. He's gonna ball out, you know, since he's back.
He made some impact. I mean, he had 4 catches, 85 yards, and was targeted 11 times. Was it fun for you guys? Did you guys expect him to be that big of an impact?
I mean, of course. You know, I've never seen anyone that big, that fast, you know, in my life. So I'm so happy that he's back here, you know, playing for us, and I can't wait to see what he does this coming weekend.
Got to ask you, because you were a guest recently on the Joe Thomas podcast. In fact, it's called the first podcast in NFL history.
Yeah.
You're laughing. Why? Did he give you a hard time?
a little bit. It wasn't too bad. You know, Joe Thomas is a great person. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very funny guy. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, it was fun. It was fun. I was honored to be the first guest.
Well, especially considering you thought he was a coach when you first got drafted.
I mean, yeah, that was the first thing that we talked about, I think.
So you get drafted, there's a meet or a dinner, right?
Yeah.
Early on, and you thought you went up to him and said, coach?
No, we were sitting in the same table.
Okay.
And we're talking about track, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a common thing. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're talking for like 10 minutes about just track and field. So I'm looking, I'm like, so are you like a coach here or something? And he laughs. He goes, yeah, I'm a coach, but I play on Sundays. So I was like, oh, gotcha.
Hey, everybody. Coach Joe Thomas here. We're going to teach young David how to golf a little bit today.
Let's do it. Let's go. We got it.
Packers coming up here. still trying to get that first win. The offense, you know, obviously clicked a little bit on Sunday, but got to get it going again this week.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I said, I mean, we're not going to quit. We're just going to keep working, practice, and transport to the game. Just keep working.
David, appreciate the time.
Bro.
Coach, as we saw in the play earlier, he can be that seam-busting tight end that is a huge part of the modern NFL game. If you were to tell David, look, over the last 4 weeks and even in the offseason, these are the things you need to do to become elite at your position, what would they be?
Truly immerse himself in the offensive scheme. Understand it from top to bottom, exactly what he needs to do, because there's no question about the ability. It's making sure he understands the National Football League game. So I really expect a huge jump from year one to year two with this young man.
From one player with a ton of ability in David Njoku to another in Josh Gordon. That's next on the Hugh Jackson Show.
Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Josh Gordon sits down to discuss his return to the NFL for the first time since 2014.
I never really gave up hope. Kept on grinding out, kept on working out as much as I could.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, I got to ask you, maybe one word, one sentence, one thought. We all saw live, very impressive, but when you went back and watched the tape of Josh Gordon, what was your reaction?
Awesome. I mean, I thought he walked out there on the field and started to reclaim who he was and what he has been in the National Football League. It wasn't perfect by any stretch, but I thought you could see the ability, the immense talent that he has on a football field, and I think that's where he's most comfortable. That football field is where he does his business, and he likes it, and he likes being out there.
And he talks about that return to the NFL with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon, who is back and had an impressive debut. How'd it feel to be out there for the first time in a long time?
It was a great feeling, man. Really excited. Got a bunch of friends and family came out, so good to really have that support and just great feeling, honestly.
Was there a moment in the game, in pregame, in something where you just kind of just had a moment to reflect on the past and, you know, what you've had to go through to get back to this point?
Sure, yeah. Those moments happen, I think, throughout the course of the past 2 weeks since I've been here. It was something that was an emotional experience, I think, just regardless.
Coleman and Gordon, that's right. Number 12 is out there in the slot on the right side.
The game plan going in, obviously, was to try and get you the football as much as they possibly could. You had 11 targets. That showed that Kaiser was looking your way and that Hugh Jackson had a lot of confidence in you. Did you know that you would get that much action in your first game back?
I had a pretty good idea. You know, wasn't necessarily sure as to how many, but yeah, unfortunately we left a lot of them out there on the table and we can't get those back in the game. So hopefully next week we could do something about it.
I got to ask you, man, how do you not play football in 1,000 days and go out there and not skip a beat?
It's just really preparation, honestly. I've been waiting for this day a long time, you know. I never really gave up hope, you know. So more than anything, I just kept on grinding out, kept on working out as much as I could throughout those thousand, however many days. Yeah. You know, I've gone through everything I've gone through to get to this point, you know, in preparation, mentally, physically, to perform no matter, you know, what the circumstances are. 1,000 days, 2,000 days. My job is to come out here and perform. You know, nobody should expect anything less than me because I know I don't.
Third down and two from their own 43. He's got the snap. Kaiser looks up on the pocket, going long. Gordon's down there. He's got it! What a catch! Oh, like the good old days. Yeah. 29 yards.
Do you realize how excited the Browns fans are to have you back?
I'm not for sure just yet, you know, until we get this first home game. You know, see what it feels like, see what it looks like in First Energy Stadium.
Are you excited to get back out there in front of your home fans?
Of course, yeah. It's nothing like that. For me, it's been a long time, and I think that'll be the best experience that I've had in a long time, several years. So I really can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, the team still hasn't got that first victory, and
you know, now that you're back, you got four more games to get some wins going here and get things going, especially on the offensive side of the ball. How much do you think that you can have an impact on the Browns getting that first W?
Hopefully a lot, for sure. We'll definitely get one. We'll definitely get one. And, you know, hopefully after we get one, we can get another one. So, yeah, we can close out the season with some W, that's for sure.
All right, Coach, you've been around this game for a long time. Josh Gordon hadn't played since 2014. He basically put in 2 weeks of practice and went out there and looked awesome, in your words. How special is that in terms of everything you've seen in your time in the NFL?
Barry, I haven't had a guy do that in my time in the National Football League, and I don't know if anybody's had a guy do that. You've practiced for a couple weeks, you've been with your teammates for a couple weeks, and now here you are, you're going out there, and not only are you playing, you're contributing and putting the numbers up on the board and giving your team a chance to score points. That's huge.
It is huge, and he'll have an opportunity against a Green Bay team a little bit hurt in the secondary to see Josh score those points this Sunday. We preview that game next.
Finally, on the Hugh Jackson Show, it's game preview time as the Browns get set to take on the 6-6 Green Bay Packers.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Time now for the game preview. It's the Browns and the Packers. And normally when you think the Packers, you think Aaron Rodgers, you think throwing the ball around the yard. Yet that is not who they have been the last 4 weeks. What do you see from this team led by Brett Hundley?
They're running the football. They're doing a really good job running the football. They're doing what they need to do to win football games. Obviously, their best player, Aaron Rodgers, is not playing. He's been injured. Brett Hundley's playing quarterback for him. So I think they've made this really friendly for him to give him a chance to go out and help their team win.
And talk about running the ball. Jamal Williams, their young running back. The only person with more touches than him in the NFL over the last 4 weeks is Le'Veon Bell, and we know how the Steelers like to use him. So they've really been feeding him. What stands out to you about the young man from BYU?
I think he likes to play. You know, he's a very talented player. Got a chance to see him, you know, obviously in the draft and those things. He can handle that. You know, he handles big loads, knows how to come to the game prepared, ready to play, and that shows on videotape.
Devontae Adams has really been the main guy since Aaron Rodgers has gone down. But Jordy Nelson, I mean, was awesome when Rodgers was there. Kind of disappeared a little bit the last few weeks. They still have Randall Cobb coming off of a catchless game, the first time that's happened to him. Is this still a pretty scary trio when you look at when they line up Adams, Cobb, and Nelson play after play?
Absolutely. I mean, they're still stacked at some really key positions. You just mentioned all the wide receivers. They have some very talented running backs. This young kid, Hundley, he's not bad. You know, again, at the same time, he hadn't played a lot of football as a young player, playing a position where they got a guy who probably will be a Hall of Famer someday. So we understand we have our work cut out for us.
When you look at last week's tape, and we were talking about Gordon in the last segment, there you said, I wish he had 10 for 200. You watch the tape and you say, maybe that actually isn't too far-fetched, right? How have he and Deshaun kind of worked on their chemistry this week? Because I imagine for Deshaun, throwing the ball to Josh Gordon's a lot different than throwing it to anybody else that's been on this roster, and getting that timing down, especially on those vertical balls. Is that something they've worked on this week?
No, they have. And you said it. I mean, I think throwing to a guy as big as him, the radius is different, you know, and you can see him. And so I think Deshaun's had to get used to that. We've had some guys, whether they're a little taller, a little shorter, he's had to deal with that. And you have to really make sure you start to fit things in for Josh. And I think we're heading down that road.
Coach, thank you for your time as always. Good luck on Sunday against the Packers in front of some crazy fans out there in the cold at First Energy Stadium.
Thank you very much.
You got it. All right. Thanks for being with us for the Hugh Jackson Show. Remember, we'll get you ready for the Browns and the Packers this Sunday, 11 a.m. Browns Countdown on News 5. Thanks for watching, everybody.